back for another year. What are some of your priorities for this session, Senator?
Well, I think the big conversation is going to surround the issue of tax reform this year. You know, the federal government in Washington, D.C. was able to pass a major tax reform bill that reduced the tax burden on Americans from the federal level. And I think we're going to see a continuation of that conversation here in the state of Missouri. I've pre-filed Senate Bill 617, which would be the largest tax decrease in the history of the state. And what it does in particular is if you're a working class or middle class household that is in the bottom part of the income scale, it's going to completely eliminate the bottom four brackets of the Missouri income tax code. If you're a small business owner, fall in a little bit of the higher realm of income, then it's going to be a great deal for you as well because it's going to take the top rate down from 5.9% down to 4.8%. So regardless of where you fall, if you're a taxpayer in Missouri, this is a great deal for you. So I'm excited to get that conversation started.
Charter schools, I know a lot was done in order to try to get somewhere last year with this, but charter schools back again this year.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm more optimistic than ever that we're going to make some real progress on charter schools. I've had lots of good conversations with Senator Gary Romine, who chairs the Education Committee. I'm the vice chair. And I also know that Speaker Todd Richardson over on the House side is very passionate in trying to get something done on charter schools. So I think we've got a good bill. That's Senate Bill 618. I think we've got a good bill that not only expands opportunities for charter schools, but it starts to bring some real accountability to charter schools. In fact, sometimes I think I wonder if I should name that bill the Charter Accountability Act. It's a real good product. It was discussed all last year, and I'm hopeful that we're going to make it over to the finish line this year.
You spent a lot of time during the interim on a transportation task force with the Senate. Those findings released late last month. Your take on what happened over the interim with that?
Well, certainly Chairman Corlew did a lot of great work on soliciting feedback from around the state, getting a ton of input, getting a ton of interaction around the state and putting that report together. I was hoping that the report would focus more on the system, what the roadway system should be in Missouri, and really an exploration of if we have the right size system for the right size state that is Missouri. What it really turned out to be, I think, was a recommendation of different ways that we could raise revenues in the state. And as I've always said, you know, we have record revenues in the state, and the problems facing MoDOT are not necessarily just problems of not having enough money. We have record amounts of money in Jefferson City. We've never had more money. So some of those recommendations that came out of the report on their own would represent the largest tax increase in the history of Missouri. To speak to the possibility that I think that the supermajorities of Republicans would pass the largest tax increase in the history of the state, I think that possibility is remote. But as I've also said, if you look in Senate Bill 617, my tax reform bill, as part of the broader tax reform, I have included a small increase in the gas tax, but it's more than offset by the gains that Missouri taxpayers would make in terms of what they would save on the rates. And if you look at this problem through that type of lens, then we may be able to do something on the fuel tax. We may be able to make that as part of a broader reform. But as a standalone measures, I feel pessimistic at that point.